Good morning, everyone. Just for everyone's knowledge, we have been downloading, or I guess you'd call it uploading, all of our messages off of a video recorder that we have on our systems rather than going live, because we found the quality of the videos going down, connection problems on YouTube and Facebook, censoring issues with YouTube and Facebook. And if someday I get up and YouTube or Facebook or any platform that matter decides that they no longer want me broadcasting on their platform, at least I still have record of what I've recorded. So that's why we don't do live broadcasts anymore, just for those who might have an interest as to why we don't do live broadcasts. There are other benefits as well for not doing live broadcast. In other words, people can't come on there and start land blasting you and trying to interrupt the service. So there are benefits to uploading all of our broadcasts. We're going to sing some songs this morning. The first one we're going to sing is 477, Worthy Art Thou. But before we sing, Marcus got some scriptures he's going to read for us, and then we're going to sing several hymns.
First song to sing, folks, at 2:00 if you want.
Well, you're gonna read your scripture first.
Yeah, then we'll wait till he's come. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Psalm 94, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth.
Can you turn the volume up a little
bit? Yeah, I will. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, Psalm 94. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge the earth, render reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the works of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see thee, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, will ye be wise? He that planned the ears, shall he not hear? He that formed the eyes, shall he not see? Thanks you.
Okay, the first one we're going to sing is Worthy Art Thou, number 477.
You said 261?
477.
Oh, okay.
477. Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honors, and power. Worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honors. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and praise. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lift up the voice in praise and devotion. Saints of all earth before him should bow. Angels in heaven worship him, saying, worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Word, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit, wisdom, and power. May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Okay, the next one we're going to sing is 259. O land of rest, for thee I sigh, when will the
I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home. We'll wait till Jesus comes, we'll wait till Jesus comes, we'll wait till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home. To Jesus Christ I led for rest, he bade me cease to roam. And lean for succor on his breast, he conducts me home. I sought at once my Savior's side, more my steps shall roam. With him I'll brave death's chilling tide and reach my heavenly home. We'll wait till Jesus comes,
we'll wait
till Jesus comes,
we'll wait till Jesus comes,
and we'll be gathered home.
261, Holy Spirit, Faithful Guide. Holy Spirit, Faithful Guide, ever near the Christian sight, when they lead us by the hand, pilgrims in a desert land, weary souls forever rejoice, while they hear the sweetest voice, whispering softly, wonder come, follow me, I'll guide thee home.
Ever as
a truest friend, ever near thine aid to lend, leave us not to doubt and fear, groping on in darkness drear. When the storms are raging sore, hearts grow faint and hope gives o'er, whispering softly, wonder come, follow me, I'll guide thee home. When our days of toil shall cease, waiting still for sweet release, nothing left but heaven and prayer, wondering if our names are there, waiting deep the dismal flood, pleading not but Jesus' light, whispering softly, wonder come, follow me, I'll guide thee home. The last one we're going to sing is Psalm 15, or 14C on page 15. The fool in his heart is saying, there surely is no God. Corrupt and vile deeds are not, one of them does good. The Lord looked down from heaven on children of men abroad to see if any understood, if any seek for God. All far astray have wandered, they filthiness become. Not one of them is righteous, though not a single one. Have they of truth no knowledge, these evil workers all, going like red by people, and on God do not call. Their names shall be in great fear, for God is with the just. He would confound one striving, the Lord is his trust. Salvation out of Zion, who will to Israel bring? The Lord brings back his captives, joy Jacob, Israel's king. Dear Lord, we pray you would be with us in this time we have together to read your word and worship and honor you. Pray that anything would be said would be to glorify you and you alone. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we're glad that you could join us this morning for this time that we get together around God's word. We pray that something that would be said would be today would be edifying. I'm going to be reading out of the 5th chapter of Matthew today. Many books have been written on the 5th chapter of Matthew. Of course, we know this is the blessed chapter. And I know Arthur Pink has written a book on this chapter. Many people have different interpretations of especially the first part of the chapter. I don't think we're going to be reading the whole chapter. I think we're planning on reading through the 20th verse of this chapter. The Beatitudes. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came up unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, I'm just going to make a few comments about this morning. Verse 3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit. The poor in spirit means the person who is humble and is not haughty and is not proud. Number 4, blessed are they that mourn. In other words, those who are grieving over the fact that people are not honoring God and His law. Blessed are the meek, meaning gentle, people who are gentle in spirit. Blessed are they which do hunger. In other words, they crave after the things of God, righteousness. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, meaning blessed are those who are undefiled, who are not participating in immoral behavior and adultery and fornication and pride and all the other things. Blessed are the peacemakers, one who creates peace and not conflict and not debate and not contention and strife. Verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted. In other words, those who suffer because of their stand for Christ. Verse 11, blessed are they when men shall revile you, say all manner. In other words, people that go around defaming you. Well, we know that Christ fulfilled the whole law. He kept the law down to every jot and every tittle of the law. And we know that he was successful in all that he set out to accomplish. And we know that he said on the cross, it is finished, meaning that he had accomplished what he had came to do. Now, at the very end of this chapter, the very last verse in verse 48, it says, but be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. He commands us to be perfect, but none of us can be perfect. There's only one perfect Savior. There's only one perfect sacrifice for sin. We sang in that song, you know, earlier about in the Psalms, how they all turned away. There's none righteous, no, not one. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the Beatitudes are a great practical instruction for the believer. May we take those instructions and apply it to our hearts. Do we have a final selection?
432.
434. I want to remind people we do have a conference call every Sunday at 9 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Central Time. What was the number again?
432.
Keep praying.
Cool.
Keep calm, prayed.
432.
I think you said 430.
433 or 432, yes.
Okay.
432, great.
Okay. The conference call is a men's fellowship call. If anybody has an interest in that, I'd be happy to send you a link. If you go to my website, LarryWPhillips.com, all lowercase. Go to the guest page and send me your email and tell me you'd like to be a part of the Men's Fellowship Conference call on Sunday. I'll send you a link. We're going to conclude today with this song, He Prayed, 432. Jesus went upon the mountain that he might commune with God. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
On the hills of old Judea, which my blessed Savior trod. He prayed.
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 Jesus
prayed unto the Father every day. From the manger to the cross, not a moment's time was lost. Jesus prayed unto the Father all the way. All alone while in the garden where his sweat appeared his blood. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
Not my will but thine be done, my Father, was his prayer to God. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
Upon the cross of Calvary in his
agony and pain. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
That the Father might forgive them who the Son of God has slain. He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
He prayed.
Jesus prayed unto the Father every day.
From the manger to the cross, not a moment's time was lost. Jesus prayed unto the Father all the way.
Well, we hope you have a blessed day. Now, this will be placed on two platforms. I don't put this on all platforms. It just takes too long, because anything over 15 minutes takes a long time, especially in video format. So this will be placed on Sermon Audio and YouTube and Facebook. God bless.